You go into your shower feeling tired, but as soon as you reach for the Irish Spring, your day immediately gets better. That crisp, fresh, unmistakable Irish Spring scent zings your brain and awakens your senses. So when you finally emerge from the shower 37 minutes later because you pay the water bill so you can stay in there as long as you want, you're ready to take on the day and smell great doing it. Irish Spring body wash and bar soap. Fresh, green, Irish. Shop now at a store near you.
Getting ready to take on spring? Make your first move with the reliable performance and power of Steel battery tools. From hedge trimmers and mowers to string trimmers and more, right now you can save $50 on select battery tool sets. Real Steel. Offer valid on select AK system sets through June 16, 2024. See participating retailer for details.
If a new house is on your wish list in the next 5 years, grow your savings faster and experience your dreams with an Ohio Homebuyer Plus account from Kemba Financial Credit Union. A savings account specifically designed to save for a new home where you can earn 7% APY, a $500 matching bonus, and a $1,500 mortgage closing cost credit. Learn more at Kemba.org. Offer expires March 31st, 2025. APY equals annual percentage yield. Restrictions apply. NMLS 292230. Equal housing lender. Federally insured by NCUA.
Live from Hollywood Park, it's the 15th annual Mark Sessler Mock Draft, your must-have final compendium to the 2023 NFL Draft. I'm Justin Graver. You may know me as Gravedigger. And now here's your host, the old Zeuser himself, Dan Hanzus.
Wow. Hello and welcome.
Sit down, everyone. Please.
Studio audience is just packed. People waiting outside since 4 a.m. to be at the 2023 Mark Sessler Mock Draft. Yes, the 15th annual. And yes, as you heard in the intro there, my name is Dan Hanzus, and my favorite team employs Aaron Rodgers. I am your host, but I am not alone. My co-host for the festivities, to my left, you know who it is. He is the white magic to my bird, or the black bird to my magic. Greg Rosenthal, everybody.
Oh, thank you. And yeah, that was me cheering you on, because I'm not just an analyst today. I'm a fan. This is one of my favorite days of the year. I sit back and I enjoy the show like a fan.
I'm the same way. I mean, starting on Thursday, Greg, the center of the universe is Kansas City. But right now, for all intents and purposes, it is the Chris Wessling podcast studio. And it's all because of one man. And I think it's time to bring him out. He is the man behind the mad genius that is the mock draft. He is the man that spits in the face of the industrial draft complex, who says how you do it is wrong. We want 3-day work weeks. Ladies and gentlemen, give a warm welcome to Mark Sessler. Unbelievable. He's still got it, folks.
Handsome son of a gun.
Look at this crowd.
Unbelievable, Mark.
What did the crowd think they were coming to see? They've certainly been duped.
It was a Price is Right taping.
Yeah, I was going to say, well, here we are.
They were expecting Drew Carey. Instead, wow. They get us. Mark, unbelievable. Where are the nerves right now as we look ahead to another big-time Mark Sessler mock draft, the 15th?
I understand the question. But what to respond honestly, I feel no nerves because my process, I've cracked the code in terms of mock drafts where the effort is minimal. The results are there's a whatever happens, happens. I will go on. The sun will rise the next day. Mm. So nerves is the opposite. I feel joy about the entire process. It was quite an arduous hour and 12 minutes I spent on this last evening.
Hour 12.
Yeah. I went over. I actually broke my own rule, but I actually went up and got up and made a pot of coffee in the middle of it all. So I guess that brings it closer to an hour and 2 minutes or so.
Any concern, though, this year that you're starting to share the stage, that you're the long-standing host, this is your 15th season, and you see the up-and-comer.
Right. It's been your rodeo for so long.
You're
right.
Mike Mayock.
Right.
For 14 years.
And suddenly Daniel Jeremiah is on the desk next to you.
You know, I think in a lot of areas of life, you feel that you're being phased out, and this is just another effort that fits seamlessly in with other aspects of what's happening here at this company in terms of my place in the company. So
it is. If you watch Succession, sometimes you could feel like a Carl in this world.
Absolutely.
Give it up for Carl from Succession. A guy who knows he had his time in the sun. He did huge things with cable in the 90s, but now it is time for someone else to move in. Only what you're saying is, no, I got more to give.
Yes.
And you're going to try to fight back against. Let's bring him in right now. Gravedigger, Justin, we're going to bring in later in terms of getting into your picks. But I understand, based on the energy around the show heading into today, that this means a lot to you.
It does mean a lot to me. I think, as you put it, on Monday's show, it's a big opportunity for me to get my mock draft out there to the people. And I have a lot of pressure. I put a lot of pressure on myself to do well with that. You know, I really want to beat Mark. So that's what
wow,
it is.
Wow, he's putting it out there. He's speaking it into existence. The nervous energy coming from Gravedigger before the show started, before that introduction, made me feel alive.
Yeah.
Like, we've done 1,300 shows. It made me feel alive. I love it. I can't wait.
I was 10 feet underground before I saw Justin.
Well, I can't wait until Thursday night as we're going through all these picks live on our live stream on YouTube, seeing the emotions between Justin and Mark. So this is like the first part of it, and then we get the entree on Thursday night.
Great call. And that's a great plug. Again, Thursday night live with the start of the draft, 8 p.m. Eastern, 5 p.m. Pacific. We will do a live stream sitting through the entire first round, probably, unless it's going very poorly, and then we may parachute out after about an hour or so. But the plan is to go for all 31, and I think if you're a fan of this podcast, even more reason now to check out the live stream, because we will have real-time reaction to the mock drafts. And last year,
scoreboard, maybe.
Justin, I know you know this. You did very well last year. Do we have any of the data points in terms of last year and how you guys both did?
I'm not sure how Mark did, but I was listening to his mock draft on the way in this morning from last year to get a feel for the show.
Wow.
And he actually picked Treylon Burks to the Titans.
Okay. I remember it was a big rivalry, him versus Norris last year.
That's right.
Well, I think Norris, who had come off an excellent previous result,
won the whole country.
Right. He got waxed personally, and I remembered that Treylon Burks might have been one of the only players I nailed.
The takeaway was Graver was hot, and he was the best of that little mini group.
Mark did get Trayvon Walker and Aiden Hutchinson at the top, but then he had Sauce Gardner going to the Texans. Same position. I mean, it's close, but not a winner.
So here we go. It's time, without further ado, to get into it. Everybody out there, do you want to get into it? Well, let's do it. Mark Sessler, the 2023 NFL Draft. Let's go through the top of the first round. Go ahead.
All right. We have the Carolina Panthers, obviously, at number one. And I'm going Bryce Young. I think we all, at this point, just assume that's what's happening. It would be somewhat of a stunner if they went in another direction. Would you agree?
Actually, I would agree. But I don't know if you guys saw some movement in the desert. All of a sudden, there's some pop about Will Levis shocking the world at number one overall. I don't buy it. I just want to say it's out there. I don't know, Greggy, you know that world more than us. Why would that be happening right now?
I no longer know that world. Oh, okay. I am not a member of the Detroit Lions, and I'm going to stay in place. It apparently came from some Reddit post. which is crazy. But even Levis's odds changing, still, he was a massive, massive underdog even after getting closer. And I think, yeah, the world shares your view, Mark, that anything but Bryce Young would be absolutely stunning.
Yeah, I mean, if something else happened there, this mock
everyone's
draft,
mock is done.
Yeah, you light a match to it right away.
Presumably including Justin's, right?
I would assume so.
It's your number one, right? We'll get to Justin's. Yeah. All right, go ahead. Keep going.
Okay, so at number two, the Houston Texans. I know that there has been a lot of talk about them going Tyree Wilson at number two, but we talked about this on the show yesterday, that D'Amico Ryans is an Alabama product. You've got Will Anderson Jr., an edge who is a generational hammer-dropping talent that you can build an entire defense around. I think there's a lot of connective tissue between D'Amico Ryans and what he can do with Will Anderson. I think they're going to go defense here. This could be quarterback, but there's just been, it started with our guy, Lance Dealing. There's so much heat around it being a defender that I'm swinging the fences with Will Anderson here.
I think that's, so the Texans stay home. And I would
stay
say,
home.
In mock draft universe, the idea of trading, and I don't know if that's going to be coming later at some point.
Yes.
It adds to the stress level, right? Because if you miss on a very specific prediction, the whole thing goes up in flames.
And I specialize at that.
If for some reason, though, Will Anderson went third to the Texans, we will give it to you. If you get the right team.
I think for both of us.
If they trade it out.
Right. I think for this contest, if you get team and player match,
you get it.
You're good.
All right, go ahead. All right, number three.
So we do have a trade at number three. It's long talked about. Yep.
Holy God.
Well, and
calm down, everyone. Calm down.
Zero reaction from the audience to these turn of events. The Cardinals, they're in rebuild mode. They trade the pick to the Tennessee Titans. Titans are not coming up here to get a swing tackle. They're going Will Levis, quarterback out of Kentucky. I think it's a bit of an upset. You could go Anthony Richardson there, but I think they've fallen in love with Will Levis behind the scenes. And this will trigger, at the end of this production, I have seven sports locks. And we'll get to part B of this then. But so at this point, it's going to be Will Levis to the Tennessee
lock,
Titans.
So it's not just football.
There's some football in there, but we span the whole world of sports.
That's excellent. That's gutsy. That's the type of thing you've been known for over the last 14 years and now 15 years. I'm curious if this plays into my sandwich prop now. If Will Levis ends up on this team, you would think Ryan Tannehill could be on the move.
I think
weekend.
That's you could connect those dots.
They could recoup a draft pick.
Might be one
this
of those sports
of
predictions.
Might be one of those sports locks in that world. We'll see. But you're right. But you're right. I think that would lead to B.
And you could see that happening even if they were trading up to 6 or 8. And like I said, I think we'll give you credit if you somehow nail a trade that's good enough.
I mean, it's gutsy as hell. And I'm on board with, we haven't seen everything that the Tennessee Titans are doing yet, because I think they're going into a rebuild and starting over with Levis. I'd respect it.
Yeah.
I respect it. All right, number four.
All right, the Indianapolis Colts, they need a quarterback too. They're not going to rest on that front. They're going Anthony Richardson.
Woo!
I love the idea. If you just think where we were with Jalen Hurts 2 years ago, I know there's concerns about Richardson's accuracy. It's like historically an outlier. Yet, this is a player with incredible potential, athletic freakishness, that I think Shane Steichen is the right coach at the right time to build a quarterback for the Colts. They haven't had a draft pick this high since they picked Andrew Luck. And before that, it was not as high as Peyton Manning. So you go quarterback, you don't mess around here. You get the most talented guy left on the board at quarterback.
Well, here's the thing. Makes sense. What did Peyton Manning and Andrew Luck have in common entering the league?
They were the sons of pro football quarterbacks.
What else did they have in common?
Big time experience at the college level.
Yes, and also they were seen as generational.
I can go down the list. Big foreheads.
Big foreheads. Generational talents. They were seen as can't miss slam dunk picks.
Yeah.
And Richardson is not that. Richardson is very much, I mean, when I saw a Roto World blurb headline today, NFC coordinator : Richardson's accuracy, so scary. And I was like, wow, this guy can put it on the money too. Click into it. They were saying how his short game is terrible.
Yeah, it's a problem.
That his big arm and all the other stuff, some teams might be scared by that element. Now, you could obviously, as you mature as a player, look at Josh Allen as an example. clean up that element of your game, then the sky's the limit. But it is a pick that would come with some risk, but obviously, and Greg, we know where you stand on this, your love affair, a lot of reward for the Colts.
Yeah, I think the accuracy stuff is overstated because he's pretty accurate 10 yards on, and they asked him to do that so much. That weirdly, yeah, the short game, that's a problem. He's got to work on that. But it's been very quiet on the Colts-Richardson front. A lot more Colts-Levis talk. It would be fascinating if the Colts are on the board here and have a choice of either Stroud or Richardson.
Three out of four QBs so far.
Yeah, which I think that'll happen, but that there could be a muddled mess here in terms of it, Levis being the flipped to number four there. I played with that for roughly 4.5 minutes last night when I did this.
Very good. That's an extended amount of time for you.
Yes, it is.
Were you worried about drinking the coffee midway? Because you said it was after midnight to us before the show.
Yeah, I began
the coffee kind of kicks in and you're done because you had that hour limit.
And he's not sleeping anyway.
Right. It wasn't even like I woke up at the middle. It's like I just was up at 12:30 and decided it's time to get going on this.
All right, number
process.
Five.
Number five, I think this just makes sense to me. I think this is one of Greg's sandwich props, too. Jalen Carter to the Seattle Seahawks. I think it's a cultural fit. If the guy needs,
culture fit.
Well, if you go to the wrong team, maybe Jalen Carter, we don't know what's going on. There's some concern about his effort on the field, and there's the off-the-field stuff. I like the idea for Pete Carroll and Jalen Carter, and you really changed that defensive front.
Hey, Gravedigger, is culture fit on our bingo board that we'll be using on Thursday for the live stream for Tropes of Draft?
I will make a note to add it because I didn't have it, but it's great.
Need
Isn't
culture
that the
fit.
Part of my role to include some of that jargon?
Well, you're part of it.
Yeah.
You are
in
part
that
of the
world
machine.
Now.
Even if you're kind of an outlier and for some people a menace, you're part of it.
Yeah.
You're just kind of, what's the Star Wars thing? You're the rebellion.
Okay.
You're Han Solo.
Okay.
Spock, you're Solo.
I think the crowd is telling you the response to that parallel.
You're the blind guy from Reading Rainbow. You got the whole crew.
LeVar Burton.
Should we press on here?
He always saw himself as a Harrison Ford, Mark. So I think that works.
I could see him wearing a brown vest in about 6 months.
Absolute fiction.
Go ahead.
Number six, Detroit Lions, Tyree Wilson goes here, and you can pair him with Aiden Hutchinson.
Yum.
Aaron Glenn has a lot going on that defense, and they needed help, and I think edge fits for them. I think it's a good situation.
I could see you also driving the planes later in life. Maybe, hopefully more safely. You're flying the planes, just saying, yeah.
This reality, and there's logic, obviously, the Seattle Seahawks, coming off a double-digit win season and a playoff berth, and the Lions coming off a double-digit win season. They win 10?
Seahawks only won 9.
Okay, but a playoff season and the Lions, obviously everything
happened
great.
They won 9 as
well.
They each had 9 wins. The tiebreaker was that regular season Geno 45-point bomby drop.
Both these teams pass on the opportunity to bring in a quarterback given coming off a big year or a successful season. I have an issue with both those teams passing on what seems like a unique opportunity.
Yeah, I think Seattle certainly is comfortable with Geno Smith, obviously, and what they have from for a number of years. It would have been a good place to develop like an Anthony Richardson, but C.J. Stroud continues to drop here. I think that's notable.
No, I'm noting it. I'm clocking it. Number seven.
Another team not going quarterback. The Raiders go cornerback Devin Witherspoon out of Illinois.
A lot of buzz there. Physical player.
They've been talked about. They've been linked to a cornerback, and I think that a lot of people think Witherspoon's the best guy. He had the best, one of the best seasons ever graded by PFF last year in college.
I feel like cornerback is so unpredictable, but then again, you look at last year and Sauce Gardner, you see what kind of impact that good of a cornerback can make. And Witherspoon, to me, seems like I know there's an argument between him and Gonzalez, but it feels like the NFL, there's more teams that like Witherspoon.
Yeah, it does seem like when there's a big-time edge player and a big-time cornerback, it's the edge player that ends up going ahead. Look at Trayvon Walker last year as an example. But you're seeing it this year with even in your own mock draft here with Will Anderson, Jalen Carter. And yet, like Greg said, if you get a cornerback who hits the ground running and they can straight out of college, changes your defense.
And they've tried to do this, and they've missed a number of times.
I feel like they've been adding guys in their secondary forever, and it never works. So I'm dubious, but it's a different brain trust. How about number eight?
All right. my guy, Tyler Allgeier, is not going to be thrilled with what I did here.
Oh, no.
No, he didn't.
Yes, he did, because I'm going Bijan Robinson to the Atlanta Falcons. I think this is the offense they want to be. It's a huge help to Desmond Ridder. I kind of am starting to believe that they want Desmond Ridder to be the guy. And they're going to pass on C.J. Stroud here, too. But I think Bijan Robinson is going to go higher than people think. I can't believe I'm seeing him down at 19 and 20 in some people's mocks.
One of my canceled out sandwich props, because it seemed too safe, was Falcons take the first like offensive weapon in the draft. And so that would be either Bijan Robinson or a wide receiver, or maybe even a tight end. But that felt too vague. I like them doing it.
Can we do this? Can we bring in Bijan Robinson?
Calm down, Falcons fans. 28-3 was 8 years ago.
Oh, Greg, that is untoward.
Well, they're booing me.
This is a classy,
healthy audience
program here. I love it, Bijan Robinson. And then Arthur Smith, go get Ryan Tannehill. Okay. And then can we actually have a real team that you could look at as a contender in the NFC? Because I would feel that good about the Falcons.
I'm with you 100%.
Falcons, let's go.
Yep. The Falcons fans like you.
Makes sense. That's not a shot against Desmond Ridder, but they're making a lot of moves this offseason. Like, they're ready to go.
Yeah. It's year three. I mean, you have to turn this thing around by year three.
Does it mean you're quitting on Desmond Ridder if you bring in 36-year-old Ryan Tannehill? I don't think so.
No.
Number nine.
All right, number nine, Chicago Bears. This just fits in my opinion. Peter Skoronski, offensive lineman. Zach Martin comp, I think you can put him in it. He's got shorter arms than some would like for a tackle. I mean, he played tackle in college, did very well, but you could put him at guard. I just think in Chicago, you do everything you can to protect Justin Fields. Injuries were an issue at times last year. That line was a mess early on. It got a little bit better as a run-blocking unit, but I just say you keep fortifying the front five.
I think this pick, if it happened, is one of the reasons they traded down tonight. I think they feel very comfortable with the positions that will be available there, whether it be defensive line or offense, especially offensive line, that they might get their first pick. Offensive lineman.
I think this is one of those picks that everyone is very confident about, and it makes so much sense for where Chicago is and what they want to do and how they want to protect Justin Fields after he got beat up last year. I thought this was a chance because I know Joe Douglas is known to be aggressive when it comes to offensive linemen, that they might try to maybe get ahead of nine and grab Skoronski. But after what happened with Rodgers, I think they might be a little more conservative. So Chicago, that's a good one. That's locked and loaded, I think.
All right.
Number 10.
Eagles. I love this guy. Lucas Van Ness out of Iowa. I think this is an ascending prospect through this whole process. He brings brutality and might to a defense that lost a couple people. You got a new defensive coordinator. I think he fits so well with what the Eagles like to do and just damaging, opposing quarterbacks.
As a renegade in the mock draft sphere, how closely do you pay attention to, let's say, Daniel Jeremiah, maybe the leader of the entire industry, what he's saying about this team specifically as a former Eagles. He had four names that he said he almost was sure that the Eagles, it will be one of the four. And I feel like I can feel okay. It was Skoronski, Paris Johnson, Van Ness, or Nolan Smith. And I think Van Ness was his favorite.
I would pay attention to Daniel Jeremiah. I wouldn't go out of my way to not pay attention to him, if that's how you're asking the question.
Right.
I
want you to take him down. I was trying to set you up.
I think this is the right spot for the
renegade rebel. You got to hit back at the fat cats that run and rule the industry. That's just
that's true.
Unsolicited
advice.
You think
Jeremiah got to where he was without a few knives and Mayock's back? He was the one calling up Al Davis and being like, "You want to hire this guy? Yeah, you want to hire this guy?"
He's not just wholesome. He's the wholesome assassin. Don't forget.
That's part two. Yeah.
And if you don't knife him, believe you me, he'll knife your ass.
There is one disconnect, though.
What?
I mean, he spends I don't want to spend 7 or 8 months doing what he does. So it's like,
might want his paycheck.
I would.
All right,
like that.
That is your top 10. Before we take a break, Gravedigger, let's see your top 10.
All right.
And see how it's the same and how it's different.
All right, here's a little side-by-side. I also have Bryce Young, Will Anderson as the top two picks. I do not have any trades in the top five, so I have the Cardinals staying put and grabbing Tyree Wilson as much as they want to trade down. Nobody is willing to pay the price to come up that high. The Colts so connected to Will Levis, even with Stroud and Richardson on the board.
I think that's
going to be the pick. And then I did buy into this recent report that the Seahawks are targeting Anthony Richardson at 5. So that's where my third quarterback goes off the board.
And when you look at this rivalry here in the mock draft Renegades division, like right off the bat, Greggy, we're going to have a top 5 that has some big differences. And someone, there's a good chance someone's out to a big lead right off the bat.
Right. That's Gravedigger had it, nailed the top 10. It's easier to get the top 10 right. That's your better chance. You start with a lead. You get one or two right over the other guy, and suddenly it's an avalanche.
That's what happened last year.
Yeah. So that's what Justin's looking to do here. How about your next 5 in the top 10?
I have noticed that Gravedigger's made some very beautiful graphics you can check out on our YouTube. And I think they're even more beautiful because this is his day, Gravedigger. Like a little extra effort.
You don't have to do much digging on that, Gravedigger.
Nice one. All right, my next 6 picks, starting with the Lions at 6. This is where Jalen Carter, I think his floor is if the Seahawks don't take him at 5.
Makes sense.
I don't think he gets further. I also have Devin Witherspoon here for the Raiders. Yeah. I've seen reports that it's Devin Witherspoon or Peter Skoronski for the Raiders. So in this scenario, I think Witherspoon gets to 7, but if there's a lot of talk, the Lions could take him at 6, in which case Skoronski could go 7, or the Raiders could take Christian Gonzalez at 7. And then I have a trade up here as well.
I like this.
It's the same team trading up, the Titans coming up from 11, but this time they're trading back with the Falcons at 8. Seen a lot of buzz that the Falcons are already making calls to move down. I think Albert Breer reported that. DJ said the Falcons are expected to have a lot of guys on their board that they like at 8, so they'd be willing to move
back.
If
they wanted Bijan or Jackson Smith and Jigba, that could be a trade-down scenario.
Exactly.
You still get those guys. Mm.
And then I also have the Bears taking
So you got C.J. Stroud.
Titans take C.J. Stroud, ending his fall, and that's all for the top 4 quarterbacks in the
so
top
you,
8.
Both of our Rebels here have the Titans starting over a QB with a top 10 pick.
There's just a lot of heat around there.
Yeah, exactly. There's too much smoke there for it to mean nothing, in my opinion. And
very clever, too, because your sandwich props, which I wanted to ding you on, was that there's no trades within the top 7 picks. I could have sworn it was top 10, but you were very smart. You're consistent between the sandwich props and this.
That's
why
he's dangerous, Mark.
Yeah, he is.
He's hungry and he's young.
I see a lot of shared concepts between us, but different names attached to those concepts.
And I know
same church, different pews.
We're way past this, but I pointed out how Al Davis was the one that hired Mike Mayock. I do want to point out Al Davis had been no longer on this earth for many years by that point.
He was
so that
gone.
Was a mistake by me.
At that point, 2010, I believe he passed, or 2011 in that range. All right, you have
Paris Johnson Jr. at number 9 to the Bears.
That's where Mark can catch back up a little Skoronski over Johnson, head-to-head offensive lineman.
I mean, that would be a big shock, I think. I think
they
most people
are...
They
could go either way, but the latest things I'm hearing from little birdies is that Paris Johnson is more highly viewed by the league than he is by, like, mock drafters. And that the Bears spent a lot of time with him at the Ohio State Pro Day.
What are the little birdies? The Move the Sticks podcast?
I cannot reveal any sources.
Skoronski's got them little arms. Nobody wants them little arms and sausage fingers.
And at 10, I have the Eagles taking Christian Gonzalez. And I heard what you guys just talked about, DJ saying the Eagles top 4 guys. And I totally agree. But in this crazy scenario where Christian Gonzalez falls to 10, I feel like the Eagles are that BPA kind of team. They just take the best player, and they don't think Gonzalez is going to make it to 10, and that's why I mocked him here. Although this could be a big spot for me to lose points.
Either that or I'm taken out behind the building at this point.
I mean,
and just
DJ gives you four names on the Eagles where he used to work, and you're just like thumbing your nose at him.
Well,
I did have Nolan Smith.
He has birdies too. You never know.
I had Nolan Smith here initially, and then I was like, this is one of those weird things about mock drafting that I get trapped in where I'm like, Christian Gonzalez can't fall that far. He's
there
too good.
Yeah.
It's going to cause them to recalibrate their thinking in real time, perhaps.
Right.
Let's take a break and we'll move to the middle of the first round.
You go into your shower feeling tired, but as soon as you reach for the Irish Spring, your day immediately gets better. That crisp, fresh, unmistakable Irish Spring scent zings your brain and awakens your senses. So when you finally emerge from the shower 37 minutes later, because you pay the water bill so you can stay in there as long as you want, you're ready to take on the day and smell great doing it. Irish Spring Body Wash and Bar Soap. Fresh, green, Irish. Shop now at a store near you.
What's up? I'm John Wall.
And I'm CJ Toledano, and we're starting a new podcast presented by DraftKings called Point Game. We're now joined by three-time NBA Sixth Man of the Year, elite bucket getter. Let's please welcome Jamal Crawford to Point Game, King of the Court one-on-one tournament. If they had it back in your prime, do you think you could have took it all?
I'm going to be honest with you. I don't think I could have took it all, but I think I would have shocked a lot of people. I think Kobe and everybody in their prime, Kobe would win a one-on-one contest.
Yeah, because you got to think, he's going to guard. He don't care about guarding.
He's going to guard.
He's going to guard. Like, you see him in the Olympics, he's going to guard. And then on top of that.
Like that, see that?
Ladies and gentlemen, please welcome Sam Cassell to Point Game.
I remember you came to my room crying tears. Crying tears. I mean, he was in a culture shock. And then he's going to withdraw us about winning.
Remember what I told you? I said, OG, you think I can get paid and go back and play in college? Because it ain't it.
Check out Point Game with John Wall and CJ Toledano on the iHeartRadio app, DraftKings YouTube, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Getting ready to take on spring? Make your first move with the reliable performance and power of Steel battery tools. From hedge trimmers and mowers to string trimmers and more, right now you can save $50 on select battery tool sets. Real Steel. Offer valid on select AK system sets through June 16, 2024. See participating retailer for details.
All right.
They're right.
Welcome back to the 15th annual Mark Sessler Mock Draft. The Rebel Edition. The rivalry is real as we move to the middle of the first round. Mark, back to your picks now. Who is the first player picked outside the top 10 on Thursday night?
I like what Gravedigger said about Christian Gonzalez because I struggled with this too. He's at 11 to the Cardinals who had done that trade with the Titans, so they can't pass him up. They need everything. So why not start here with a great cornerback to anchor a defense that wants at every position? So that's my pick there at number 11.
Excited for Cardinals fans. The first draft without Steve Keim.
That's exciting.
Nice day. It's time to turn. It's been a bad offseason. We're turning the page. We're getting new cards.
Who was that again? I'm sorry. I missed that one.
Christian Gonzalez.
Christian Gonzalez. Oregon. All right. There you go. Number 11, Mark Sessler. All right. Let's move to number 12.
All right. So this may be a little too rich and too dreamy for Texans fans, but somehow C.J. Stroud falls all the way to number 12. And without having to maneuver up or down or cost them anything, bang, they get their quarterback right there. And they say, S2 test, we don't really care. We'll build our offense around Stroud one way or another.
Can I push back on this one?
Sure.
If they didn't like C.J. Stroud enough to take him at number 2, that must mean they have some real reservations about him, right? They might not think he's a guy, a dog. So why would you then use your number 12 pick on a guy that you didn't like enough to take when you own the draft board at 2?
Like I said, this is a little rich and dreamy, but I think it's not that they don't like
maybe
him.
Maybe he
I think
aces his S2 test but during Thursday night. He retakes it. Grades come in. He's got a B minus.
That would change things. I think that the number 2 thing has a lot to do with D'Amico Ryans as head coach and starting with the player. He can always sort of said, this was my guy. I don't think this has anything to do with Nick Caserio at this point, who I'm not sure is even there in a couple weeks. So Stroud falls to them. Like the other option is you can go Hendon Hooker, who's already in his mid twenties. I don't think they do that. So I think Stroud is just something you can't pass up if you get to them at 12.
Although you already did.
Well, this is at 12, not number 2. I mean, I you're logically I get what you're saying. And again, this was around minute 27 of 65 for me. So I was like, got to keep moving. So I can't overthink it too much.
Graver behind the glass is like twisting his mustache with glee.
I think this is kind of canny, though, because the Texans could trade up for Stroud, too, and we'll still give Mark, I don't know, half credit for that. Like if it's
a team
pick,
name for both of us, team and name.
If they take him at 2, you still get credit?
We both felt that way. You score us both the same way. If it goes to the right team, who cares where?
That sounds good to me.
Right. So that was my strategy.
that was kind of good because okay, if they trade up to 7 or something.
Does it make sense in the real world? Not at all.
It kind of covers you. You have a little coverage there.
Yeah. No, I think Dan's point is right, though.
If you want him.
To Dave Gettleman's point, if I was going to take Daniel Jones at 18, I'm going to take that guy at 6. That's my guy.
I opened saying it was a little rich and dreamy for the real world, but
let's not reference Gettleman too often in matters of draft strategy. Don't trade back. Never trade back. Go ahead. We need this laugh track all the time. That's what the show's been missing. Go ahead, Mark.
All right, laugh track? This is a live studio.
Strike that. Strike that from the record.
Right up there.
Strike that from the re-air.
Green Bay Packers, now it's time to start building around your quarterback. So they take the first wide receiver off the board, Jaxon Smith-Njigba out of Ohio State.
And, of course, this is the draft pick that they got from the New York Jets in the Aaron Rodgers trade, moving up a couple spots.
It's interesting because they moved ahead of the Patriots, and they have maybe the top two same needs as the Patriots.
That's annoying to you, isn't
it? Wide receiver and tackle. Well, I would have said the Jets were almost locked in to take a tackle there, and I think that's probably the most likely Patriots pick. So either way, but they also could take a receiver, which is a big Patriots need.
But they do not. In fact, they don't even address their top two needs.
I thought you just said they did.
The Patriots.
Wait, the Patriots do not. So you have – I like it, by the way, for Green Bay. It makes sense. And if it annoys Aaron Rodgers, even better.
Yeah.
But Christian Watson, who's emerging as a star in the back end of last year – now you pair him with a young, potentially dynamic receiver in Njigba.
Yeah.
Okay, we're cooking with a new quarterback.
Nice combo, too.
I think there's an argument for them to add a bunch of players. I like Watson a lot, but I think with Love, it's
I believe they will add a bunch of players over the next
three days. But I said that wide receiver and tight end for my sandwich bet that they – at least four.
Couldn't take you on that.
It's
too nebulous, that
sandwich
one.
Sandwich proposition.
Mark, I couldn't take you. It was nebulous.
That's okay. Patriots don't do what you think, Greg. They probably will do what you think in the real world. But they go Nolan Smith, edge out of Georgia.
I like
just
that.
Just Belichick adding a defensive player that he's fallen in love with.
Feels like a guy they would love.
You can
a character guy. Everyone says he's the greatest Georgia leader.
Maybe it's Mac. Maybe the answer is Mac Jones. But Belichick, as we know, everybody's laughing at him about the guard he took last year, even though that didn't turn out poorly. He very rarely does what the draft industrial complex thinks he's going to.
Right. Never.
Mac Jones, perhaps. That kind of made sense in that moment. But for the most part, he's going to
zig. Cole Strange, not so much.
Although supposedly they were going to take Elijah Vera Tucker if the Jets hadn't traded up for him, which is a weird sliding doors moment.
Speaking of the Jets, is this their pick?
It is. And the Jets take Broderick Jones, Georgia, offensive tackle. 6'5", 311 pounds, one of the more rough-and-tumble big boys in the draft in.
A lot of Jets fans here. It's great. Was that my sandwich pick? That was your pick yesterday. I'll be dancing in the streets. Last year, I picked Sauce going to the Jets, and if I could do it 2 years in a row, yummy. That makes sense. They're going to take – they are absolutely taking an offensive tackle. And then you could say, oh, look, why would they do that? They got Dwayne Brown back. They got Mekhi Becton. Those are starters. It's not a sure bet either of those guys or somebody you could trust to be on the field by week four. And both those guys are not under contract after this year. So they need to get younger, restart at the position, and add some much necessary depth after they were wrecked on their O-line last year by injuries. Nailed that one, Mark.
Seems like a home run. 16, the Washington Commanders. I feel like this team is sort of petrified, or Ron Rivera sort of frozen from chasing a quarterback or doing anything big because of what's going on there in general. So Ron Rivera does a very Ron Rivera thing and just adds up front offensive tackle Paris Johnson Jr. out of Ohio State. They can use some tackle help.
Taken in the top 10 by Justin Graver. I feel like tackles get pushed up. Defensive linemen and tackles. The people love getting them pushed up even when they're not that in love with them. And they bust quite a bit.
They're serious about the Sam Howell thing, clearly, at this point.
I feel like there's very little out there about the Commanders being a team that's going to suddenly do something stunning and go up and make a move at quarterback.
I think Sam Howell and Jacoby Brissett for this year.
And this is
very much a weird year.
The ship is a neutral year for Washington,
That's how I feel about them. Right.
Makes sense not to take a big swing at quarterback if you could build up the rest of the roster. Unless you love a quarterback. Who's there right now? Who's the top prospect? Is it Hooker at this point?
Yes.
Okay, go ahead.
All right, Pittsburgh Steelers, number 17, Darnell Wright, offensive tackle, Tennessee. There's a couple of ways they could go, but I
love... Tackle run, pinch me.
Absolutely. I think this is like, why not continue just to add pieces to a young offense? It's sort of all in the same contract biorhythm right now. Their line got a little bit better last year as the season went on. But they need people, and he could step right in and start.
Here's why tackles get pushed up, because they are never available in free agency. And if you look through the 32 rosters, there's about 23 that have a need at tackle. Like, you could slot these to practically any team.
Well, you know my theory, that I think that at now, as children by age 3 or 4 are just staring at screens instead of going out and, like,
it's not a joke,
mowing the lawn and stuff.
Yeah.
When they're young boys, like, we're going to have less and less big, beefy linemen. They're going to be less tough-minded in general.
Interesting.
There are already little nuggets out there about it's tougher to find these guys in general. And so
go play outside, kids.
Please.
Right. It's really up to you, though, as a parent. I actually started Walker mowing the lawn at 2 years old. 3 was too late for me.
That was an
huge motor saw spinning as fast as possible.
I'd say Greg
combine
likes
that with young kids.
That's noble. Some of the genetic material you're passing down would prevent Walker from becoming an offensive tackle. That's not your fault.
Yeah, whatever's the most, get a chainsaw in the mix as early as possible. It's good to get the kids in their motor.
You know what I mean, though? Like,
put the pressure on their motor reflexes and abilities early on.
Get out there and do that farm work while still a tot.
What do they call it? Iron sharpens iron?
Yeah.
Chainsaw
what do they call it?
Sharpens motor skills.
All
go
right.
ahead.
Detroit Lions. First tight end off the board, they go Michael Mayer out of Notre Dame. They traded away TJ Hockenson. This is a ready-to-go, polished tight end who can do a little bit of everything. And why not just add? They've added defense. They got an edge. Go add someone to help Jared Goff on offense.
Love it. Feels a little more like a Lion than Dalton Kincaid for whatever reason.
I guess my only question is, like, why why trade TJ Hockenson to go draft another tight end when
I know, but I didn't love that trade to begin with. So.
Just
I know.
What is because Hockenson? Hockenson
this
is a good tight end.
All the time, though.
Tight ends very rarely in the NFL in the first round turn into stars. So it's like you're just getting, I guess, younger and perhaps cheaper. I don't even know if that's true.
Yeah. Well, TJ Hockenson was a guy in the fourth year of a 5-year contract, and they also moved up. They got a second and a third, and gave back a fourth. I mean, they got some nice picks, and that wasn't their guy. I think they, you know, for whatever reason, they didn't think he was. I think the hope would be Michael Mayer is a better player than TJ Hockenson. Not that Hockenson's bad, but.
I mean, it is a positional need, though, too. I mean, because of what they did. But I'm with you. It's annoying to go move guy and get another guy in the same position.
It's pretty good, even after it's okay. It's fine. I hope they don't do that.
You know what? If it doesn't happen in real life, the good thing about this is you don't need to be concerned about this.
I'll be able to sleep.
Tune back in Thursday night on the live stream.
And they replaced Jamal Williams with David Montgomery, so I guess I wouldn't have minded maybe them making that running back splash here.
That's true.
You know.
Or take a receiver.
Well, I've done them wrong, apparently. All right, so the Tampa Bay Buccaneers, they go Miles Murphy, edge out of Clemson. That just feels like a Todd Bowles going defense here. They call him this year's version of Trayvon Walker to some degree. He's massive.
That's
well at 19. That's a better spot.
That's
perhaps
less
disturbing.
Of a reach.
But yeah, at 19, yes, I like it better. Toolsy.
All right, number 20. Number 20. We have another tight end. Dalton Kincaid goes to the Seahawks. Not number one. Not the number one blocking tight end here, but he could be a centerpiece on offense. I think the Seahawks definitely are a team that could go wide receiver here. I kind of went back and forth on that, but I think that they fall in love with the idea of getting a starting tight end.
Yeah, I think they would love it if Smith and Jigba fell to them. There's a lot of slot receivers in this draft. They need one, so maybe they wait. Kincaid, to me, is the most exciting receiver, I think, between tight ends and receivers in this draft. Like, maybe the highest upside of anyone.
Helps Geno, Greg.
Noah Fant.
Nice. Passing on Richardson in your mock and then taking a weapon for him. That's the way to go.
We got Noah Fant and Will Disley on that depth chart right now. How was Fant last year?
It was okay. He's a fine
eternally up and down.
Disley was really promising. I think he had an Achilles, I believe it was. Or
it's not like a screaming need, but Fant's in the final year of his contract. You know,
the Seahawks do weird things too. They're not going to just.
I think this is more
of
my hesitation. It was a knee injury that. For Disley. But anyway, I guess I'm just spooked by tight ends. I'm just spooked.
The NFL needs
a tight end to come kick some ass, come into the league and go full Gronk.
I think Kyle Pitts did did harm to you?
Well, there's a whole class. Kind of they're saying this class is maybe the best tight end class of the last decade.
Somebody.
Seven or eight unique, somebody be a good-looking guys.
Mm-hmm. Somebody. I don't care. What, somebody be good. That's all. Somebody be a Pro Bowl player before year two. One of these tight ends.
Save it for the live stream.
Who was the last one? I mean, Pitts, I think, is going to be fine.
Maybe.
Mark Andrews came in and was good. Close pretty much right away. But that was 5 years ago now. So that was a while
ago. I mean, that's almost say that Hockenson's been one of the better results and he's not earth-shaking.
If we don't have one of these tight ends that are entering the league this year in a Pro Bowl in the next 3 years, I don't want to ever hear about the tight end classes being great ever again. Just strike it.
Ever again.
Ever again.
Okay.
Strike it from the first round conversation. Treat them like tight ends.
You have that power. Mm,
I mean, look, running backs.
I want to see if Graver put some tight ends in his 11 to 20.
What number was that?
Yeah, that was 20. That was 20. That's 20.
All right, let's check in with Justin's 11 through
check
20.
Check in with the mock that might completely devastate mine. Why not?
Stay confident, Mark.
Or who knows which way we're going to go here. All right, my 11 had – I had the Falcons trading back with the Titans to 11, and that is where they take Bijan
Robinson.
Wait,
I didn't hear the – where's the
– this one?
Yeah, okay.
I did it for the trade-up. You want it for the
– I'm on all
trades.
The more sounds, the better, huh?
Yeah.
Okay, at number 12, I have another trade-up. This one is the Steelers.
See, it's better.
The Steelers, who have been rumored to be making calls to come up, trade up to number 12, the Texans. They took Will Anderson in the beginning. None of the other quarterbacks made it to them at 12, so they trade down to 17. And the Steelers grab offensive tackle Broderick Jones since Paris Johnson.
Bad news, Justin.
Already off the board. I know.
Very just incredulous look from Rosenthal as soon as you mentioned this one. What do you mean, why? You did it.
No, I was
show the replay of his face when it happened.
I was reacting to the sound effects. I don't know.
And I'm sorry that I didn't give Broderick Jones to the Jets.
You know, Kevin Colbert never used to trade the Steelers GM. He did make that Minka Fitzpatrick trade, but that wasn't like a draft trade. He wasn't a guy who ever moved. They do have a new GM, Omar Khan, so I guess they could look at it a little differently, but would be changing from the norms.
Maybe these rumors are, you know, just smoke screens, but it has been out there that the Steelers are trying to come up for a tackle or for Jalen Carter if he were to fall, which I don't think
that's it makes more sense when the Pittsburgh Steelers have a position of strength on the offensive line.
I agree.
Steelers. Let's get back to that.
It does make sense. I think they'd sit there. I do want to point out to make up some rules as we go here. Now, if Bijan Robinson actually gets drafted by the Falcons, but he gets drafted 8th, as Mark said, and Justin has him 11th, I think the rules should come up with some sort of bonus for Mark here. You know?
Well, we're going to need to...
Maybe we can come up with like a trade-nailing bonus, but I feel like the trade element is just for fun, and the real here is going team player match. So, like,
we'll work something out. We'll figure it out.
Yeah.
We got time.
To me, that would be a tiebreaker if, like, there was a tie.
Mm. You're both going to get it wrong.
Correct spots.
That's true.
Because, like, you shouldn't get it.
I think that's our third or fourth team player agreement there.
Yeah, I think four, yeah.
The offensive linemen, you're all completely different, though. Let's keep going through them.
All right, 13, I have the Packers taking best player available, Lucas Van Ness. Mm, I know there's all this, like, buzz about them taking a wide receiver or tight end, but that's just, like, that's not how they operate. Ooh. And I don't know why they would change that starting this year.
Fight.
It's a really deep class, at wide receiver and tight end in the second and third round, so I think they pass.
So do you think Mark's a dummy?
Yeah, is that what you're saying?
That's the subtext.
I don't understand why this is starting a fight. But. Okay, at 14, I have the Patriots taking Peter Skoronski. Mm. So he goes off the board. The Patriots do their own thing. They're like, short arms, who cares? He's a good tackle. We're going to plug him
in. Did you see that?
It would be great if the Jets, once Skoronski drops, are like, they call up the Packers and they switch again. That would be great. And they take Skoronski ahead of New England.
Maybe a similar but better prospect to Isaiah Wynn, who also they thought would move to guard, and they never did, and ended up being a bad pick.
All right, 15?
15, I got the Jets taking Darnell Wright. He's maybe the cleanest, like, pure right tackle evaluation in the class. Some, like, weird questions about his character, but I think that the Jets will like him and get him in there. And, you know, get him at the – fix that tackle position since Mekhi Becton can't stay healthy. All right, moving on. I got the –
I mean, as a new
weird character
draft analyst, maybe can you be more specific when you said weird character issues? That just feels like a broad brush.
Is he just like a strange
dude? Because I didn't hear anything about that, so I'd like to hear
there
more.
There were some questions that came up about his like work ethic and practice. There was some weird like Twitter DM exchanges that he like posted this like somebody posted screenshots of him getting in people's DMs with like kind of weird messages. I wouldn't let that affect my football evaluation of him, but it's
the Jets
just,
are
like,
a little scarred by another guy. Becton has similar not. Creeping into people's DMs, but like, does he love the game? Is he a hard worker? Would they take a chance on that? I don't know about that one, but also,
but Darnell Wright
might be
also
out of
like
hands.
He shut down Will Anderson. Like he was okay. really good against Georgia. Like he was just lights out in college. But
that
people,
should be factored into this.
Yeah, I
absolutely,
think so.
It has been, and ooh, we move on.
We're getting right. creative here. Let's
moving go. On, we got some. Yes, we do have. I'm just going crazy because what the heck? Nobody's gonna get this right anyway, right? Okay, so 16. I have the Commanders taking Joey Porter Jr. There's a lot of smoke there. Like a lot of mocks have that happening, so I'm just following the chalk. At 17, where the Texans have traded back with the Steelers, I have them taking quarterback Hendon Hooker. Texans have been doing their homework on Hendon Hooker. They've been meeting with them. They've met with him multiple times throughout the process, and I don't see how they can come out of this draft without a quarterback just to, like, say we took somebody. So I feel like this is a realistic possibility if they trade back, get some extra picks.
Notice how the graphic, because Gravedigger is great branding. Mark has an equally great nickname, in my opinion, Quiet Storm. Why isn't it Quiet Storm versus Gravedigger?
That's a very,
why is it just Mark versus
yeah,
Gravedigger?
Yeah, that's a good reporter's question.
Yeah.
That, pure oversight on my part.
Monosymbolic.
It's like, hey, here's the middle manager right. versus the cool Gravedigger. Check out Monster Jam Saturday at SoFi.
This pod is billed as the fifth annual Mark Sessler mock draft, so I wanted to keep that consistent.
Sure.
We don't call it the annual Quiet Storm mock draft.
Okay.
It's like, hey, cool Gravedigger. You wouldn't want your daughter to date him versus like insurance salesman Mark Sessler. Yeah.
Mark.
Come on.
I'm totally checked out at this point.
Go ahead.
He's a top 10 football insider.
For now.
All right, moving on.
Yeah, let's wrap this up. Let's go.
Yeah. All right, I have the Chiefs trading up to 18 with the Lions to take Zay Flowers as the number
Good
one
match.
Receiver off the board. A lot
Good
of smoke
match.
There. Bucks, I have taking Anton Harrison, offensive tackle out of Oklahoma. This is like one where people are saying that league is higher on him than the mock drafters, so I'm just throwing a dart here.
Okay.
And then I have the Bills trading up with the Seahawks to take Jaxon Smith-Njigba. The Bills are like, wow, I can't believe he's still on the board. John Schneider and the Seahawks always trying to trade back, so they pull that off, and the Bills get their slot receiver to either take over for or replace
Gabe
Davis.
I think Hopkins
Davis.
Is going there.
Okay, I think if you get
Hopkins
a, I've got a rule proposal. If you get a trade and player combo, you get an extra half.
Okay,
that's it.
I like
and
that.
Otherwise,
that's tangible.
Okay,
that sounds good.
Because you got like 17 trades here. It's getting a little outrageous.
Five or six. Yeah.
I think DeAndre Hopkins is, I think, going to be moved in the next 96 hours, and the Bills make so much sense. So I don't know if they double up there, but it's so hard to.
Stephon Diggs not showing up to off-season workouts.
He's a little annoyed.
Yeah,
he's a sensitive little man. Not so little, actually. All right. Let's see. Let's take one more break, and then we will hit the rest of the first round.
You go into your shower feeling tired, but as soon as you reach for the Irish Spring, your day immediately gets better. That crisp, fresh, unmistakable Irish Spring scent zings your brain and awakens your senses. So when you finally emerge from the shower, 37 minutes later, because you pay the water bill so you can stay in there as long as you want, you're ready to take on the day and smell great doing it. Irish Spring Body Wash and Bar Soap. Fresh, green, Irish. Shop now at a store near you.
What's up? I'm John Wall.
And I'm CJ Toledano, and we're starting a new podcast presented by DraftKings called Point Game. We're now joined by three-time NBA Sixth Man of the Year, elite bucket getter. Let's please welcome Jamal Crawford to Point Game. King of the Court one-on-one tournament. If they had it back in your prime, do you think you could have took it all?
I'm going to be honest with you. I don't think I could have took it all, but I think I would have shocked a lot of people. I think Kobe and everybody in their prime, Kobe would win a one-on-one contest.
Yeah, because you got to think. Love he's going to guard. He don't care about guarding.
He's going to guard.
He's going to exactly. guard. Like, you see him in the Olympics, he's going to guard. And then on
I'm
top
not
of it.
Like that. See that?
Ladies and gentlemen, please welcome Sam Cassell to Point Game.
I remember you came out from crying tears. Crying tears. I mean, he was in a culture shock. And then he's going to withdraw us about winning.
Remember what I told you? I said, OG, you think I can get paid and go back and play in college because it ain't it.
Check out Point Game with John Wall and CJ Toledano on the iHeartRadio app, DraftKings YouTube, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Getting ready to take on spring? Make your first move with the reliable performance and power of Steel battery tools. From hedge trimmers and mowers to string trimmers and more, right now you can save $50 on select battery tool sets. Real Steel. Offer valid on select AK system sets through June 16, 2024. See participating retailer for details.
La-dee-dee, the mock draft is here. Yeah, yeah, yeah. Welcome back. It is time now to finish out the 2023 mock draft. Mark Sessler, take us through the final 11 picks.
All right. The Chargers go Jalen Hyatt, field stretching wideout out of Tennessee. I think that feels like an obvious need for them. The Ravens, I love this more than I think it may happen, but Joey Porter Jr., the son of the Steelers, goes to the Baltimore Ravens. I think they just stick it to Pittsburgh for years there. The Vikings, Hendon Hooker. Kirk Cousins out the door after this season. I like the match. There's a lot of heat around that if he falls that far. Then I am in the same church and pew once again with Gravedigger because I have the Kansas City Chiefs trading up to 24 with the Jaguars to get Zay Flowers, who they've done a lot of work on. And at 25, the New York Giants, Quentin Johnston falls right into their laps. And I really could see the New York Giants going wide receiver and just continuing to add around Daniel Jones. And Johnston would be an interesting New York Giant.
Now, I think with the Chiefs, you each have Flowers, same church. Might be different pews because you have them a little later. The pew is a little
well. They're
back.
It's both the
three
trade. It's both the trade, though. So we would both get that extra half point that we're discussing.
That's true. Are you more of a front pew type of guy when you were a religious man?
From where I'm sitting, I can see him in the church, Gravedigger. From where I'm sitting, you don't have to crane the neck too far.
I like your Hendon Hooker placement with the Vikings. I think that is a better chance.
I like a quarterback,
Texans, and I'm rooting for Mark. By the way, I have a feeling Dan agrees.
Yeah.
We're going with the old standby,
the old guard.
Take out these new young guns.
Yeah. Although we want everyone to do well, because I know, Justin, you put a lot of work into this.
Just saying, we knew Mark a lot longer.
Sure.
I'm rooting for Mark, too, for what it's worth.
Sure you
well,
are.
That is, yeah. That's rich.
Sure you are. I think you guys are missing one thing that's going to shake up the draft board. I think Minnesota might be more aggressive in setting up their QB of the future. I could see them picking in the top 10. Moving all the way up and grabbing one of those earlier QBs.
Ooh.
I think there's a lot of breadcrumbs pointing to the Vikings reshuffling the deck, as it were, and with Cousins not reworking his deal, this feels like the end of the road. Could Cousins be moved?
Ooh.
Could they draft a QB and move Cousins?
The only place that ever felt logical to me was wherever Kyle Shanahan was, and I think there's too much of a logjam at quarterback in San Fran.
But it's not like
right now.
There's got to be teams out there that would look at a one-year rental of Cousins as
the Commanders
enticing.
Back to Washington.
That ship is sailing.
Well, it's different ownership.
I mean,
different
not
coaches.
Yet. That's too much.
Different everything.
Too much. That was ugly.
Different team name.
True.
All right. How about your 21 through 25, Gravedigger?
All righty. At 20. Miami's got pick 21 and they forfeited. So technically it's the 21st pick, but it's pick 22. Have the Chargers taking Nolan Smith. I don't know, man. Like, he's probably not going to fall this far, but if he does, the Chargers would pounce on him. So whatever. I have like 25 players.
Exhaustion has set in.
I have like 25 players that I feel like are going to be top 20 picks, and obviously the math doesn't check out there. So some people have to fall.
You disagree with that rival GM?
Yeah. The one who said there's only 15 and he has less than 15 or whatever.
Yeah. Draft sucks.
23,
they
I have the
Ravens. Every year. Weren't they saying that last year, too?
Just waiting for Greg to get fired up about that one again.
they say that every other year. Maybe like two out of three. It's just stupid.
At 23, I have the Ravens taking a wide receiver. Jordan Addison kind of matches the profile that they looked for when they took Marquise Brown.
Mm.
add another weapon, get Lamar to come home.
He's number one, by the way, on my annual wide receiver rankings that I put out. It's very exciting. Right. Yeah. George Pickens was number two last year. Addison number one.
Nice.
Who is left? By the way, who is left in the Lamar Jackson sweepstakes from the? Because some, I guess there can be movement now. The draft happens, and then teams can reset. The Jets are obviously out now because the Rodgers thing is done. If they were ever in, I don't think they were. Who is out there as a potential match at this point?
In my world, not the Falcons, but in some worlds, the Falcons, based on who they picked, could be.
I guess when the dust clears on Saturday night, there might be a team that wants to make a play there. But we'll see. He's probably just going back to Baltimore, though.
Probably.
I don't believe the Odell Beckham. I think Odell Beckham was lying through his teeth in that press conference when he said he was given no assurances that Lamar Jackson was going to be his quarterback.
Why would you go there?
Of course. He would.
Well, the money.
Odell? Well, the money was juicy. But, like, Odell's going to go play with Tyler Huntley for 4 months?
No. That feels like it would be good for
maybe
about 4 minutes.
Maybe he watched the Pro Bowl skills competition where Tyler was really doing well.
He lit it up. Go ahead.
All right. At 24, I have the Vikings taking cornerback Deontay Banks, another guy who could go earlier. This is like a best available, fix the defense kind of situation. 25, I have the Jaguars taking Miles Murphy, another, you know, stop his slide because he's a guy that could go earlier.
Okay.
And at 26, I have the Giants taking tight end Michael Mayer. This is the first place I have a tight end going off the board. I know they traded for Darren Waller, but Meyer is a guy who can really help in the run game and be another weapon outlet for Daniel Jones, who they don't like to let him throw the ball that far down the field in that offense. So another little underneath outlet.
And Waller, I think, is entering his age 31 or 32 year season. So it
makes sense.
Makes sense too. All right, let's close it up now. Mark, your final picks of the first round.
All right, Dallas Cowboys. They've lost Dalton Schultz. They've lost a bunch of tight ends in this draft, but they're going to go with someone that fascinates me. Darnell Washington out of Georgia, 6'7", 270 pounds, a human freak of nature. I can just see him in a Cowboys. I think Jerry Jones get fascinated by someone
like
that.
I feel like that's Sessler's guy, that and Van Ness in this draft.
Absolutely. I'm way into this guy. Buffalo Bills, they need a wide receiver. I love the idea of them trading up. I agree that that's a real possibility. Because of where they started to fall, I think they stayed where they were. They go Jordan Addison out of USC. The Bengals, I struggle with this one because I really think they'd love to see a tight end fall to them where they are, but they're kind of we're out of them in this draft on my side. They go cornerback Deontay Banks out of Maryland. The Saints go edge Will McDonald, Iowa State, add to that defense. The Eagles go to Kalijah Kancey, and man, like, you know when you do these mocks, you get to the end and it's like, crap, Kalijah Kancey's not on the list. So I had to like redo the whole thing and try to figure out where to put him. I wanted him with New Orleans essentially, and then I said Eagles because the Eagles can't, they're not going to go take another edge. So he goes to Philly. The Jaguars, with that trade from Kansas City, sit at 31. They take DB Brian Branch out of Alabama. And I have one bonus pick.
Okay.
Because this is someone I really think has a chance to go in the first round. But at number 32 or 33 in round two, the Eagles will trade up with the Steelers, who had that second round pick from the Bears, to get Jamar Gibbs, Alabama running back. They get their running back, the Eagles.
I was just about to ask about Gibbs to see, you know, there's been talk, will there be multiple running backs that go in the first round? I still like the idea of Cincinnati pouncing on one of these guys.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
And Gibbs as a more natural fit, I think, than Robinson, who I think will be gone by the time Cincinnati picks. But coming off the board, where are you having gone? Philly?
Yes, first pick of the second round.
Okay.
Maybe Justin will have to make a first pick of the second round as yet another tiebreaker. I did enjoy, Dan, I don't know if you noticed, when Mark looked over to Justin and was like, it's tough when you're doing these, and like you didn't have Kancey in there, and he was like, right. You identify with that, right, in a way that me and you, Dan, couldn't understand.
Absolutely.
I mean, we're brothers in arms. I mean, we are competing.
It's like John Elway and Dan Marino, like sitting on a dock with their fishing poles, just chopping it up.
And I went through the same thing where I'm like, I still have four guys that should be first-round picks. They're not in the first round.
Tough.
It is what
it's
it
tough.
Is.
It's really back-breaking labor.
All right, what do we got?
All right, so for my last six picks, I have the Cowboys taking guard Osiris Torrance out of Florida. It's just like a Cowboys move to take the best lineman that's left on the board in the first round. They've done a good job. I know they need tight ends, but I don't have Dalton Kincaid going in the first round. Maybe I'm crazy. But I'm with you, Dan. It's like, what? These tight ends got to do something before they deserve to all be first-round picks. Like, so I don't have two or three tight ends going in the first round.
I'm leading the rebellion on that one, huh?
All
right, go ahead.
I have the Seahawks in their trade back with the whoever it was, the Bills, I guess, had Keon White, defensive end.
I noticed lately
Georgia
when
Tech.
Mark has a trade, he's not getting the ding, but you're getting it.
I must have missed it.
I'm gonna stay calm.
Next, I have the Bengals taking Brian Branch. They lost Jesse Bates in free agency. Branch is like a versatile defensive back, can play safety, can play nickel. I think he slots right into their defense.
Like it.
I have the Saints taking Kalijah Kancey, and I'm in a situation where I'm like, Will McDonald should also be a first-round pick. I know Mark has Will McDonald going to the Saints here, but I think they beef up the interior of the line, defensive line. I don't know. Who knows? At 31, yes. I have the Eagles taking Gibbs.
Project total confidence at all times, Justin. Mach 101.
Nobody
Eagles
knows.
Gibbs too.
Eagles, yep. Gibbs.
We both have Eagles, Gibbs, but I have them staying put and taking him at 31. And then finally, with the Lions trade back from with the Chiefs, they trade back from 18 to 32 and land cornerback Emmanuel Forbes, a playmaker. Everyone's connecting Devon Witherspoon to the Lions at pick 6, but if they get Jalen Carter there instead, they're likely going corner with their next pick.
That's my guy. It's 6'1", 165. Let's promote body diversity. Let's
Very
expand
nice.
Our mind of what type of bodies Very can nice. Play in the NFL.
And that's in the event of a tie after round one, the tiebreaker would be the first pick of round two, and that would be for you, Justin.
The Cardinals pick there.
That's the Steelers.
The Steelers from
the Steelers. Yikes. Oh yeah, the Bears. The Steelers.
We'll get back to you on that. Think about it, Mark. I think you have something else to share.
I have 7 sports locks, and I did this sort of to tie up some loose ends, especially around the Titans, because to your point, and I agree with you 100%. I think if they go get the quarterback, Ryan Tannehill is traded to the Falcons. So that's my sports lock number one. The second sports lock is that Derrick Henry.
Let's get some locks. Let's lock it up.
I mean, can we? Do a little something for it. Derrick Henry.
The rivalry is real.
He's too busy, like, scrolling down, move the sticks his top 150. Who's he going to take? Just pick
it. Smoke
pick
come
a name.
Out of his
Just
ears.
Pick a name.
I love it. Derrick Henry is traded to the Buffalo Bills. Then you're thinking, well, why would they go do that? Because the Titans turn around and take Zach Charbonnet.
Okay, so
running
second,
back.
Second
so they're kind of just getting
pick.
Young, younger. They're kind of doing the same thing, just getting younger. I like
sure.
it. Phoenix Suns to the NBA Finals is my fourth sports
nice.
Lock.
Okay. It hasn't shown like great chemistry yet, but you can't question the talent.
Absolutely. And, you know, they're just, in a lot of ways, they're just now getting to build on that chemistry with Durant and Booker. And look at Chris Paul. You know, you leave him open, he's going to hit shots.
They're very dangerous.
What an actor.
Unbelievable.
They're just beginning to gel.
Any other thoughts about their rotation beyond those big
I think
three?
You nailed it, and I think yeah. we're moving on to the next sports lock,
really need
which
like
is...
a fifth guy, though, you know?
Well, there's time to find that fifth guy. Sports lock number 5, the Los Angeles Dodgers missed the playoffs.
Oh, wow.
And
wow.
I just, you know, I listen to a lot of AM radio drifting around town. I don't like the feel and the energy. Like, there's a little bit of, you know, they thought they could float into the season with a lesser roster. Not going to happen this time.
Sounds like April talk, but okay.
Yeah, well, no one's going to remember I said that. Yeah. Sports lock number 6, Lamar Jackson is never seen again by the human eye. It's over.
How do you spin that, Lamar, me, if that happens?
That would be disappointing, but also unprecedented. He would be a legend. He would be legendary.
I mean, he's getting a Netflix special if that happens.
Yeah, it goes like full on Amelia Earhart. All right, in industry news.
I mean, isn't that the greatest – personal accolade one can achieve in the 21st century, Netflix special?
After like truly
true
just
crime
vanishing.
Doc. Yeah.
I mean, it's probably more interesting than playing like another 3 yeah. seasons with the Ravens and not making, you know, the AFC title game.
Yeah, David Koresh really on the up and up right now.
All right, in industry news, my final sports lock. Major lawsuits take down Jimmy Dean sausage.
Ow!
That just when we were making growth with Mark and meat products.
In the next calendar year, that happens.
Shoot.
That was it. Does say sports locks? How does that relate to? I guess Jimmy Dean's like a sports sponsor.
I saw a Jimmy Dean sausage commercial on NFL Network while preparing
okay,
this list,
fair.
So there is a clear and obvious.
Kind of like you get that like one step forward, two steps back vibe there, Greg, with Mark after he ate the big cheeseburger a few weeks back.
Might go back and eat
a little wish
one of those.
Casting against the Dean industry.
It's so specific. If you nail this one, I think it tops whatever that Baker Mayfield nonsense was. Whatever. What was that?
That wasn't nonsense. That was
you nailed it.
You
a
did.
Prophecy.
Although the back end of that prediction
was
an
absolute disaster.
But you got yeah. the front end was so profoundly perfect. Even I would not take that.
And that was done in front of a true live audience.
It sure was. Well, what is this? Not a true audience? Let's hear it for the audience here. You really guys, you thought this would be easily 25 minutes shorter, and we thank you.
Patience.
Anything right. else?
Graver, what are your seven sports locks? We need them all right now.
Gosh. Or we'll take your first pick of the second round.
Yeah, okay.
Let's go there.
Good.
We'll do
that. Will McDonald. I don't know.
Okay. That's good.
Dalton Kincaid.
Boom.
No, that doesn't make sense. The Steelers wouldn't take him.
Say they trade out to somebody.
Somebody trades up for Kincaid because they're like, wow, he's still on the board.
This?
It's crazy.
The Giants trade into it. They want another tight end.
I think he's name
world.
A specific team, though, just not somebody.
Somebody like the Bengals.
It almost doesn't matter if Kincaid comes off the board and you
that's
have
a tiebreaker.
Him. That's a tiebreaker.
Okay. Deal. Kincaid
the only
is.
Way Mark could top you is if his – his first pick, he matches the team as well.
Mike Tomlin did almost like say directly that they're trying to trade the 32nd overall pick.
That's so. Like the that's one of the number one tropes in sports media. All that Friday, they're like, "Hey, it's great to be at the top of the second round. You can really,
like, shut up,
control the board. Like,
shut
most
up.
Most of the time, there's no trade.
Shut up.
They have to talk for like seven straight hours, which we're gonna learn.
Throw out a team though, just in case Mark nails it.
Yeah,
that
like
gives
I don't
you
know
chance.
Why are you're so
Seahawks.
Being so haphazard.
So they already had them trade down in the first round. They got extra pick.
I like
to
no
more.
I like Will McDonald better. I like Will McDonald better.
Well, that's not what his decision was. Old McDonald.
I'm going to miss it no matter what.
All right. Great stuff. Great stuff. Mark, Justin, best of luck. May the best man win. And remember, you could track this in real time with us on Thursday, the live stream on YouTube. You can find the links on any of our social accounts and follow along. All right. That's it. The next time you hear from us, either that live stream or right after the live stream, yes, our round one recap podcast, as usual, coming to your ears draft night Thursday. We are not going to be in Kansas City. We're right here. Right here.
Confirmed.
Locking it up. I love it.
All right.
Let's
until
go. Draft week.
The NFL draft, heed the call.
You go into your shower feeling tired, but as soon as you reach for the Irish Spring, your day immediately gets better. That crisp, fresh, unmistakable Irish Spring scent zings your brain and awakens your senses. So when you finally emerge from the shower 37 minutes later because you pay the water bill so you can stay in there as long as you want, you're ready to take on the day and smell great doing it. Irish Spring Body Wash and Bar Soap. Fresh, green, Irish. Shop now at a store near you.
If a new house is on your wish list in the next 5 years, grow your savings faster and experience your dreams with an Ohio Homebuyer Plus account from Kemba Financial Credit Union. A savings account specifically designed to save for a new home where you can earn 7% APY, a $500 matching bonus, and a $1,500 mortgage closing cost credit. Learn more at Kemba.org. Offer expires March 31st, 2025. APY equals annual percentage yield. Restrictions apply. NMLS 292230. Equal housing lender. Federally insured by NCUA.
I'm late for a very important date.
Time is running out to score adult theme park tickets at child prices from Undercover Tourist. This summer, make your Walt Disney World vacation more affordable than ever. Escape into a place where magic has the power to transport you into stunning worlds and your favorite stories for less. Buy from Undercover Tourist, an authorized seller, and link to official Walt Disney World apps so you can add on Genie Plus and Lightning Lane upgrades easy. Book your adult theme park tickets at child prices with Undercover Tourist now and save. UndercoverTourist.com.